I have a different view maybe than some people. I enjoyed yesterday's ball game. I don't know, you know, maybe coming from the 0-16 season, we scored 42 points for the first time like in a decade. So, I mean, tell me some positive things that came out of yesterday's loss to the Raiders.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they scored 42 points. Baker Mayfield looked good, even though he turned the ball over, obviously too much, which led to the loss. Yeah, I like the fact that they overcame a lot of obstacles and rallied when they'd blown the lead in the second half. But at the end of the day, they didn't do enough. They didn't finish the game. And while it was more fun to watch than many other losses in the past 3, 4, 5 years, it was still a loss that should have been a win. And I think they should be at the stage where the team and the fans aren't happy with this kind of loss, because to me it was a game they should have won.
Scott, if it's a game they should have won, where do you – I guess I don't want to point blame in one area more so than another, but are there a lot of areas that kind of let us all down yesterday?
To me there's three huge reasons why they lost the game. Number one, Baker turned the ball over 4 times. The first interception was not his fault. Antonio Callaway slipped and the ball went off his hands for an interception return for a touchdown. That's not Baker's fault. The fumble on Oakland's 11, or on the Browns' 11-yard line in the third quarter was Baker's fault. There was pressure, and he's got to be more careful in the pocket, and that led to a touchdown. Then he's trying to change a call at the line of scrimmage later in the second half, and he doesn't take a step away from center, so the center thinks Baker's ready for the snap, doesn't get the snap. Oakland recovers, scores a touchdown. So there's 14 points off 2 fumbles that he shouldn't have had, and obviously those are huge in a game that goes to overtime. His last interception, I can give him a little bit of a break. It was at the end of regulation. He's trying to make a play, but I think if he had thrown underneath, they would have had a chance for a late field goal try to win as opposed to trying to force it down to a guy that wasn't open. So 3 out of the 4 I blame Baker for. The defense, all they had to do is get one stop. You know, there was a bad referee call, which is my third reason why they lost. I didn't think that call should be overturned. It was a spot. The Browns have a first down with like 1.5 minutes left. If they don't overturn it, the game's over. The Browns can take a knee. Instead, they have to punt, but they're still up 8. The defense just has to get a stop. Oakland's out of timeouts. And even if you let up the touchdown, you don't just don't let them have the 2-point conversion, and they couldn't do that. So, I mean, the defense gave up 45 points. I know it was on the field all day. I know 21 of those points came after turnovers, but just make one play. And to me, there are too many breakdowns in coverages and not enough pass rush.
Talk about making plays. Chubbs really showed up yesterday. It's good to see a draft pick that we take kind of show up in the first year of their rookie season and produce like that.
Well, the amazing part is he only got 3 carries, and he had 2 touchdowns and 105 yards, I think. You know, so it's interesting. I like what Carlos Hyde's been doing, the starter. I thought he grinded away again yesterday, and he gets the tough yards, and he gets the short line, the goal line touchdowns. He's got 1 in every game. But when you got a guy that comes off the bench like Nick Chubb with 2 huge runs, you think you could get him more carries. You know, and I think it's a delicate balance there, and I don't want to pile on coordinator Todd Haley, but I think that's going to have to be a point of emphasis, is figure out a way to get all 3 of these running backs, Carlos Hyde, Duke Johnson, and Nick Chubb, the ball. You just can't leave that kind of production sitting on the bench.
Was he not adaptable during the game, or did he think did the coordinator already kind of have his mindset on how he wanted to play his running backs?
I think that's probably part of it. You go into the game with a game plan. I think the other part of it is Hyde's been in this league. I think you trust him not to fumble. You trust him to pick up the blitz protections. And those are issues where, not the fumbling, but the blitz protection is an issue where Chubb has struggled in his limited playing time. So you're trying to cement the lead, you know, and I think you just are worried about handing the ball to a rookie too much when you have a veteran you can trust and you like him as a player as well. So I think both are factors, but I'd be stunned if next week you don't see more Nick Chubb.
Scott, what are your thoughts on the special teams? They didn't seem really special yesterday, and I don't know who. Somebody tweeted during the game that it seems like every time the Browns return a kick, they actually get knocked over by their own guy first.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but they've been awful. They've been awful all year, and they were bad last year. And they changed coordinators, and they've been even worse this year. And if you're a team that doesn't have a huge margin for error, which the Browns don't, you can't afford to lose on special teams. There were days in years past where that was the way the Browns could win a game. Josh Cribbs would return a kick for a touchdown, or Travis Benjamin would return a punt for a touchdown, and you had a chance to win that way. Now the Browns are trying to overcome their special teams' mistakes, and it's not just, I mean, it's all over. It's blocked field goal in the opener, blocked punt last week, giving up big returns, penalties on a lot of your returns, and then you're not returning the ball anywhere anyway. So it's been awful, and I'm not sure how they're going to figure it out. Jabril Peppers, I thought, would be okay as a returner, hasn't done much. I'm fine with continuing to give him chances, but you could also convince me easily to bring somebody else in to try to return the ball. They're letting him down each and every week, and I'm not sure there's a quick fix.
How long will the NFL allow you to play on an infield? I looked at that, I'm thinking, this seems so 1970s, where you got a baseball game that was played earlier, and now you've got football going on top of it.
Well, I think your answer to that is when they move to Las Vegas in 2 years, that's going to be the end of it. I know coaches complain about it and players complain about it. I think it is a difference. You know, somebody I read, one of the players was talking about how they cut the grass so short for the baseball that it makes it tough to get your footing, and then you got to deal with the dirt. And I think that's one of the reasons Hugh Jackson kept going for 2 points is because he didn't want to kick off the dirt infield. I don't mind those kind of nuances that are idiosyncrasies of, you know, a certain stadium. But this is going to be the end of it. There used to be a ton of them. Now it's only Oakland. And when they move to Las Vegas, I think they'll be done with it.
So if we had just kicked that field goal for the first touchdown we had, or not field goal, extra point, then that would go.
Yeah, I don't think you can say that. I've seen people want to make that connection. But first of all, they went for two more times after that and made it both times. Yeah. So they made up the 1 point they wouldn't have. And then Oakland might have gone for two earlier. I mean, it happened so early in the game that, I don't think you can make that conclusion. The one call you can make the conclusion on is if they don't overturn Carlos Hyde's first down, the game's over. And I think that's pretty black and white. Having said that, you know, I talked to the league, and I got a story up on brownzone.com. The league stuck by its decision, and they say that they had two angles, and the one angle was clear that the elbow and wrist were down. And when you figure out where that was, it was short of the first down marker. When they measured, he only had it by an inch, it was by the nose of the ball, and if you move it back by 2 or 3 inches, you wouldn't have gotten it. I just think, it's supposed to be clear evidence, and I'm just not convinced there was clear evidence to do that. I think they probably got the call right, but to overturn a call is a big step, and I would not have made that if I were the officiating crew.
Well, I knew the officials were not going to give us much when they didn't call a unsportsmanlike one where the Marshawn Lynch, I think, was almost kicking the football at one of the earlier parts of the game. And you're thinking, what's going on there? Aren't they ignoring the rules?
No, I think they just didn't see it. I know that Hugh Jackson was ranting and raving about it, and I know that people I was watching the game saw it. I think it might have happened enough after the play that whoever's in charge, whichever official should have seen it, didn't see it. But that's certainly not a call that they normally ignore. I've seen that call, that type of call, get flagged over and over and over. So, to me, it wasn't somebody ignored it. It was somebody just didn't.
All right, well, we see the Ravens playing. They beat the Steelers yesterday.
Yeah.
And now we're on to the taking on Baltimore. What can we expect, or what do we need to do to match up with the Ravens this coming week?
Baltimore's good. I think people were counting them out before the season, and Joe Flacco, the quarterback, is playing well, like the Joe Flacco that won a Super Bowl however many years ago. He's got a whole bunch of – he's got new receiving core, but he's fitting in with them well. Their defense is playing at a high level and gets back one of the top corners, Jimmy Smith, who was suspended for the first four games. It's going to be a really difficult challenge. It's going to be a challenge for Baker. You saw some of the rookie struggles with the turnovers. I think Oakland threw a lot at him. And Baltimore's a defense that throws a ton at any quarterback, let alone a rookie quarterback. So it's going to be a tough one. You know, I think the people would have felt better, obviously, coming off a win, and there'd be a lot of momentum. Now the Browns are going to have to regroup in a hurry to face a really good Baltimore team.
Well, we will talk again next week, see what happens after that game. We are tied with the Steelers right now, 1-2, 1-2-1.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see how things go. And Patriots won their game yesterday, too. So all is right with the world, I guess, in some sectors. Scott, we'll talk with you again next week. Have a good week.
All right, thanks.